I would call that, I think it's been referred to as a shed, but that's all I know. Now, going back to hay, have you ever heard the expression of making hay while the sun shines?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
And that really means a lot, because, you see, they can't bale the hay, is my understanding. I've never baled hay. But they can't bale hay while it's damp. They bale it while it's dry, or it'll rot.
And when you say bale hay, you mean?
Bundle it.
Okay. And let's see. Now, is there any little name? When you first cut hay, there are a lot of little piles, just small piles of hay all over the field before they gathered it all together. Do you have any, know of any name for those little tiny piles?
Okay. Yes, they're getting ready to stack it.
Now, the what do you call the shelter for horses out on the farm? The building that the horses can go in.
Barn.
Okay. And if somebody had a milking operation on the farm, what would you call the place where you get, you milk the cows, the area that you...
Dairy.
Okay. And how about an area for, an enclosure for pigs and hogs? What would you call it?
Pen.
Okay. A what?
Hog pen.
Okay. What do you call the place around the barn where there might be various animals and, you know, they would be free to walk around, but that would could possibly be enclosed with a fence of some kind?
Well, all I would know would be a lot. You know, they'd refer to it either the cow lot or the house lot or the horse lot. And, of course, if it was pigs, it would be a hog pen.
Now, if you sent your horses or your cattle out to graze, where do you send them out? What is the area called where they graze?
Pasture.
Okay. And now you were telling me before you went out to the fields when they were harvesting cotton, didn't you?
Yeah, picking cotton.
Picking cotton. Okay, good. That's. And what about during the year when the cotton is growing up and they go in to get the weeds out? What do you call that?
Weeded.
Okay, weeding cotton. And is there any particular name for the undesirable grass that grows up in the cotton fields?
The name of the grass or the name of the situation?
Just the general term for the...
Hoe.
Okay.
They say we're going to
hoe the cotton.
Hoe the grain. And.
All right. What do you call the big area in which you raise these crops? If you were driving across the farm, you'd see a big... area of cotton, you'd say that's a cotton
farm.
Okay, cotton.
Or a cotton field.
Okay, yeah, that's what it really was. Now let's talk a little bit about the various kinds of fencing that you might find around here. Now, this fence right out here that you have on your property there, or maybe it's your neighbor's, what do you call that kind of fence?
Well, I just call it a cedar fence.
A cedar fence, okay. Did the house here have a fence around it?
Yes.
One what was it?
Oh, here?
Yeah, that one.
No,
the one you were speaking didn't have a fence. Okay. Well, what would you call a... well, let's just talk in general terms. The ones that you remember from your neighborhood or that you remember now. What kinds of fencing would you describe around this neighborhood?
Picket fence.
And by that you mean?
Well, those little tiny pickets put together with wire, or barbed wire fence, or chicken wire, but it was mostly a picket fence, or cedar, you know, something with cedar posts and then something nailed in between, wire of some sort.
Okay. Now, there, I haven't seen very many of these around here. You may have seen some, but I want to know if you have a name for those kinds of fences that go in that kind of zigzag pattern and they're one post stacked on another. Now, do you have a name for that?
Wait a minute. Isn't that a rail fence?
I think that's probably...
I believe it's a rail fence because they use it so much in, well, I think in Kentucky where there's so many horses.
And